And what was his religion?
He was Episcopalian. I had been reared a Methodist, and he had been reared a Lutheran, and we chose the Episcopal Church.
Mm-hmm. What attracted you in the Episcopal Church?
Well, isn't that strange? When I went to Huntington, I had a good friend who was an Episcopalian, and I went to church with her mm-hmm. a lot, and I just, the whole, everything about it, the atmosphere and everything else. And my husband went to Washington and Lee, and there was not an Episcopal Lutheran church, and so he went all the time.
I see.
So it was actually a college experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You've been with it ever since?
Yes.
Okay. And how much education did he have?
He had only 2 years at Washington and Lee.
Where is that? I should know when I go.
Virginia, Lexington, Virginia.
Okay. Was he very active in clubs? So
yes, he was a charter member of the Rotary Club, and he was in the Red Cross. Well, that's another thing I do now. I'm a Red Cross volunteer. And he was active in Chamber of Commerce and whatever. Let's see what else he was active. Oh, and he was active in the Historical Society. He had been on the state board of the Historical Association. And was, by the way, just about the greatest history buff that I have ever known.
History's a good subject. Where was he born?
He was born here, in Coleman.
Okay. Do you know where his parents were born?
Yes. His mother was born in Tonawanda, New York.
Where was
Don't
that,
tell
please?
Me to spell Tonawanda.
Can you? I can't.
T-O-N-N-A, I believe. T-A. W-A-N-D-A, I believe, but I'm not positive. That is near Niagara Falls. It's in that area, Buffalo, in the Buffalo area.
And his father?
His father was born in Troy, Ohio.
What made them come south?
German colony. You know, Coleman was started as they're German. They were both. Coleman was started, you know, as a German colony.
Were they native? Were their parents native Germans?
Well, yes, all but one.
Mm-hmm.
Grandmother, Henry's mother, who was born in Tonawanda, New York, her parents were both born in Germany mm-hmm. and had come to the United States and lived there mm-hmm. until they decided that was mighty cool, and this place down here was sounded so great, and Mr. who had started the colony, you know, put all these little flyers out, handbills to attract them, and they saw one and came, and they had a hotel. They built a 3-story hotel here in, they came in 1879, and then grandfather, Henry's father's mother was, his mother was born in Ohio, but his father, his grandfather, mm-hmm. we're talking about the grandfather now, the grandmother was born in Ohio, but the grandfather was born in Germany, and he has a marvelous story. At 14, he came to the United States by himself.
Gracious.
By himself.